Yesterday, I had the privilege of working a little and talking with Brother Tim about our youth a little, and then last night with Brother Ben, our youth were in conversation again. I got thinking. I told Ben that we needed to push these kids towards the things they were interested in. Well, there's a certain amount of truth to that, but I got thinking about it last night, and there's some things that have come to my mind and some things on my heart that I'd like to share with you this morning. I hope I can get across what I'm thinking and what I'm dealing with. But anyway, in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 20, it says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And improve one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction what causeth error from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the backs of fools." This morning I was thinking about godly counsel. In the WANA program, in our youth group, and in our church, a lot of times these young people, they will seek your counsel. They may not come to you and say, "I'm seeking counsel," but they'll present questions or present thoughts. And the Bible teaches us to seek godly counsel. And sometime I've answered the Carpenter Boys, and Andy Devine have been the three that's been more likely. Marcus, them four have been the ones that have been more likely to ask me, but there's kids that'll ask you that won't ask me. But sometimes I've answered them quick, or maybe even answered them short, just got time to fool with you. And that ain't right, but in Proverbs 15:22, it says, well, if I can find 15:22, "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they're established." If men will not take time and pain to deliberate with themselves, or are so self-confident that they will not take counsel, they are not likely to bring anything considerable to pass. It's a good rule in public and domestic affairs to do nothing rashly or in a hurry. So my thought this morning is, we're taught to seek godly counsel, and sometimes I wonder if when they look at me, do they see me as godly counsel? And in order to know that you've been with somebody that's going to give you godly counsel, you'd have to be watching them and know that they're living for the Lord, that they're staying close to the Lord, that they're praying to the Lord. I want to live right in front of these young people. I sit around at the workplace, and you'll hear people discussing things that happen in their life, marriage problems, health problems, and some of the advice I hear will amaze you. Just foolishness. Foolishness. So this morning I encourage you, especially with our young people, take seriously their concerns, the things that they bring to you, especially in those times when it's just you and them. When they bring it to you, take it serious. Sometimes you can know the answer pretty quick. There's times you can answer. Maybe some things you just know. You can answer them right now. Sometimes you may need to say, let me pray about that, and I'll get back with you. Or let's pray about that, and we'll get with you. So in Jeremiah, I'm going to read three more verses, and I'll be done. In Jeremiah 32, verse 17, it says, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompense the iniquity of their fathers in their bosom, of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name. Great in counsel, mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doings. So the great counselor is God himself. So we need to seek his counsel. We need to advise our young people to seek his counsel. But we do need to try to stay to where when they seek our counsel, we can give wise answers. I love you this morning. Thank you for being here. Let's pray for those where death has come. Pray for the family of Brother Jack King. Pray for Sister Rita's family. Pray for folks that's out sick today that can't be here. Anybody have a prayer request this morning? Pray for Wanda's brother-in-law. Lord, help him through these treatments. Keep these in your prayers, Tammy, and these folks. Pray for this church. These times can be hard. And just pray that God give them wisdom and that his will would be in this. Pray for these people that's traveling this week. God grant them safe travels. Pray for Mary Ann's grandmother. Mary Ann's grandmother's got COVID. She's an elderly lady, and she's had a hard time with it. So pray for her. Please pray for Sister B and Kimber and her family. Pray for Brad Stewart, for his medical issues, and for the matters of his heart, that the Lord deal with him. Brother Tweet. Thank the Lord for this, for good news. Let's pray for these folks. Pray for your Sunday school teachers this morning. Pray for your pastor. Pray for each thing that's done today. Dear Lord, we thank you for another time to be in your house. God, we thank you for this group of people that's gathered today. Lord, there's many needs here, and you know them all. God, there's nothing too big for you. Lord, we're asking you to work in these matters. God, I pray for Sister Wanda's brother-in-law. I pray for Brad Stewart, Lord, that you would work in his heart, work in his life physically, Lord. God, I pray for Sister B., her family, Kimber's family. Lord, we thank you for the good report that Brother Tweed gave us. We thank you for the things you do for us. God, I pray for each one, Lord, that had requests that I may not remember. God, for the people that's traveling today, that you'd watch over them. Lord, most of all, if there's somebody in our midst today that don't know you, God, that you would please work in their heart that we might see them come to knowledge of you and be saved. Lord, we love you. We thank you for being so good to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be dismissed to your classes.